episode 1115, Knowledge versus Action.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a brand new week, and I hope you are excited. It is Mindset Monday. It is time to be focused, to gain clarity, and you know what? Scattered is actually better. It's knowledge versus action. Which one do you choose today? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Just because you know everything doesn't mean that you have it all together and you're on the path, the perfect path for you. Knowledge versus action. Which one do you choose today? Probably something that you haven't really thought about because you think, well, I went to school, I earned a degree, I got my certifications, I need the knowledge to get to where I want to go. Well, knowledge can benefit your life in so many ways. However, knowledge without action slows you down. You can't see what works and the options to change what isn't working if you don't take action. You just sit there and you go, okay, well, yeah, I've got all this stuff put together in your mind. And that may be great for a little while. But what happens when you want to do something? You want to live out that dream, not just dream the dream in your mind, but actually live it out. When you are choosing to live only within your knowledge, you are living in confusion, and confusion only serves indecisiveness. No wonder you are stuck more than you are in action. Knowledge is important to build a foundation, but action ignites motivation, creating the impact in the world you touch. That's a mouthful and a mindful for our Mindset Monday. Knowledge is important to build a foundation, but action ignites motivation, creating the impact in the world you touch. You hear me say a lot, live, love, and impact. All of those statements require what? Action. I read a quote from Helen Walton, you know, part of the big Sam Walton, you know, owns the Sam's Club, the big, huge box company, and then Walmart. And yeah, we know all of those connections. Helen Walton says this, it's not what you gather, but what you scatter. We like to gather a lot of knowledge. Maybe you're working right now on your business and you're taking all these different courses, getting these certifications. At what point are you going to put them into action, what you know, your certifications? Because sometimes our book knowledge only takes us so far. I look at the medical industry. The medical industry doesn't just survive on the books. The doctors have to go into practice. They have to practice to make progress, to be able to treat patients. And that means they have to take their book knowledge and go in and actually do something about it. Let me ask you this question. What if you were holding the formula to cure cancer? And it was all in your mind and you just held it and you said, oh, I cannot wait for the day that I get to use this. And you held it and you held on to it. You didn't share it with the world. You didn't test it out. You didn't go and see, is it really going to work? You know, in your mind it really works, but does it really work in real life? It's not what you gather, but what you scatter. It's what we touch. It's what we do. It's our action that ignites motivation. You can learn all there is about your interest, yet until you put your knowledge into practice, progress will be stalled. Might as well hang up your dreams now. There's no reason to keep on dreaming if you're going to just keep the knowledge in your mind. Yeah, it sounds great. I know. I was probably in that little area for a while. I was like, oh, I've got this dream as to where I want my life to go. And you know what? Every single step I took me a different direction. because God had bigger plans than what my little mind could see. Yes, God was equipping me and giving me knowledge to help me build a strong foundation. But until I actually put in motion what I was learning, yeah, real life hadn't hit me yet. And there's something about doing real life. Why do you think God sent his only son here on earth? God is above us all. He knows everything. He didn't have to do that, but he wanted to feel what we feel. He wanted to walk the dirt that we walk. He wanted to know what it's like to lose somebody. And that's why he sent his son, Jesus. Action is the real measure of intelligence. That's what Napoleon Hill says. It's not all this knowledge that you have in your head. And we are so good at getting stuck in our own heads. Get out of your head. Get out of your own way. And it's time to take aim. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. And it's pretty simple. It's the 1-2-3 punch. Action ignites motivation. Break it down. Number one, action. Do what you dream to do. Take the next step, that one step to bring you closer to where you want to go. What are you hovering over right now? What is slowing you down? There is one thing that you can do right now in your life. Maybe you want to be a singer. When was the last time you got up in front of somebody and sang a song? And singing in your shower with your dog listening does not count. But that's a serious question if you want to be a singer. What happened to showing up at a nightclub where it's open mic night? Go out and try it. Maybe you'll find out that you absolutely love it, or you may find out that you absolutely hate it. Don't sit here and think about everything, because we can overthink ourselves to death. And our overthinking kills our dreams. And we think, oh, but I've got to have the right mindset and I got to figure it all out. If you wait till you figure it all out, you'll be dead. You'll be 6 feet under. That's a harsh reality for a Monday, isn't it? But it's the truth. If I sit here to try and make everything perfect in order to send you a message that God has put on my heart, well, then I might as well hang it up now, because right now I'm standing here with boxes around me in the middle of my kitchen. This time I'm not in my master bedroom. I'm in my kitchen. All the children are asleep. Today is their first day at school. We were lucky to find their lunch boxes and some paper so they could take their pencils and paper to be able to take basic notes tomorrow. But you know what? We could put it off, and no matter what we do, we wouldn't have everything that we needed all at the same time. But you figure a way to get it done. But most of the time, we're trying to be perfect. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. It's about taking action. It's not what you gather, but what you scatter. It's your actions that you scatter. Because otherwise, that knowledge is useless. It might be fun to have for trivia, but really, are you going to win Jeopardy and win $100,000? And really, where will that get you in life? Action. Do what you dream to do. Take the next step, the one step closer to bring you to where you want to go. Number two, ignite. Action ignites. Ignite. Dream your dreams. Nothing is impossible. Too many times we shut down our own dreams. We put everything on the back burner. I know it's our marriage, or it's our children, or it's our volunteer work, or it's our new business, our new interest. It's a new house. It's a move. It can be one excuse, one life change at a time. Don't let life get in your way. Ignite your dreams. Dream your dreams. Let your imagination go. God gave you that burning spark inside you for a reason. Don't snuff it out because, well, not everything is working out for you. I have been through so many boxes trying to find certain things, and I'm like, oh, I know we packed it. And we all go back in our memories and we're like, okay, I was standing here. I know that. But what did we actually name it on the outside of the box? That's what happens to our mind. Oh, I know, I got this down pat. But when it comes to executing it, oh, failure, fear gets in the way. Obstacles come in. Ignite your dreams. Dream your dreams. Let your imagination fly. Nothing is impossible. And finally, number three, motivation. Action ignites motivation. Build upon where you are now. It's not about where you're going. Too many times we're focused on, I got to get there. I want to get there, not where I am here. Well, maybe what you're doing right here, right now is the most important thing. Because you have what? The present. Be present. Be incredible. Be you right where you are. Motivation. Build upon where you are now. It's not the destination, but the action you take to impact the world. What's your motivation today? Maybe it is a dream that you've had for 15, 20 years. Maybe it's something that you're pulling out of the archives. You came across a box and you're like, oh my gosh, I remember when. Maybe the Olympics that are around the corner are sitting here, you know, are just igniting your brain power and you're going, oh man, I remember when. Maybe it's a Super Bowl, getting together with friends and family to celebrate a game. Whatever it is for you, what is your motivation? Build upon where you are now, not about where you need to go. That will come because you see, every single step that you take today is going to lead you to what? The next day, tomorrow. And tomorrow doesn't come because it becomes today. Talk about confusing. We want clarity. We got to deal with what we have today. We have to be present so we can be incredible, so you can be you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're headed for greatness. Maybe you want some help with that. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. Fill that out, and we will get you scheduled for a coaching call. Me and you, we can talk specifically about your situation, your strategies, tools that you can use right now, and there is no charge to you. Maybe you've never experienced coaching before. That is pretty incredible. And it can change your life. But you have to choose today. Knowledge versus action. Which will it be for you? It's time to take aim. Because you matter. It's as simple as that. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So today, take aim. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.